Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Megillah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tes. This is the 10th in the series of Ein Deins. When they appointed a Kayan to become Kayan Gadol, when a Kayan got promoted to being the head of the Kayan, they would anoint him with the special Shemen HaMishcha. Like the Pasuk says, V'Kayan HaMashiach Tachtav Mibonav. Who made this Shemen HaMishcha? Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. They never made any other Shemen HaMishcha. They always used the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made of the Midbar. A Kohen Gadol is anointed, and a king is anointed. Till when did they use this Shemen HaMishcha? Basically, until pretty much the end of Bayis Rishlein, during the days of Yeshio HaMelech. In his days, they hid the jug of the Shemen HaMishcha. Yeshio HaMelech hid the Aron. He hid several things. He knew there was going to be a Galus, and he was scared that this would go along to Bavel. He hid the Aron, he hid the Tzantzenes Haman that they saved, the jug of the Shemen HaMishcha. Actually, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built a series of subterranean tunnels, because Shlomo knew one day there's going to be a Churban. So from that time and on, they could no longer anoint the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha, because they didn't have it. So what made someone a Kohen Gadol? Putting on the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears. The Kohen Gadol wears 8. Big Day Kohuna, the Kohen Hedyot, wears only 4. And that's also learned from the Pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Kapitel Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yod. The Pasuk says, V'akoyin ha-gadol me'echo v'ashiyutzak al-roishoy Shemen HaMishcha. That's when they had the Shemen HaMishcha. When they didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha, the Pasuk says, U'mile yes yodhoi lilboish es ha-begodim. So sometimes the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol just by putting on the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. In any event, a Kohen Gadol that still had the Shemen HaMishcha, they were able to put the Shemen HaMishcha on him, he's called Kohen HaMashiach. A Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol just by putting on the Big Day Kohuna, he's called a Kohen Merubbe BeBegadim. Zakt the Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Megillah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Ein, there's no difference between Kohen, we mean a Kohen Gadol, Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, LeMerubbe BeBegadim, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol that became a Kohen Gadol by putting on the extra Begadim. Ella only, this is the only difference between the two, Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs. Now the halacha is, a Kohen Gadol that was Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, who made a mistake, and he paskin that something is mutter. And this thing that he paskin is mutter is really something that if someone did it b'mezer, he would be chayiv karis. If he did it b'shagig, he would be chayiv a karban chatas. Let's say that he paskin that you can throw something from a reshus hayachid to a reshus harabim on Shabbos. He thought that it's mutter. And he himself did it. He threw from a reshus hayachid to a reshus harabim on Shabbos. When he realizes that he sinned, he has to bring a par for a chatas, like the Pasuk says, Parshas Vayikra, Kapitel Dalid, Pasuk Gimel, Im HaKayin HaMashiach Yechta LeAshmas Ha'an. If the Kayin that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha will sin, LeAshmas Ha'an, bringing guilt upon the people, V'hikriv Al Chatasa Yasher Chata Par Ben Bakar Tomim LaShem LeChatas, a special carbon. So our Tana is teaching us, it's Davka the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. He brings this par. A Kohen Gadol who just became Kohen Gadol by putting on the extra Big Day Kohuna, he would have the same din as anyone else. He would bring a lamb or a goat. The Torah says it's Davka the Kohen HaMashiach that brings a par for his Karban Chatas. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. This is the 11th in the series of the Ein Deins. And here, too, we need a small hagdama. Let's say a Kohen Gadol is about to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And something happens that makes him puzzle. So he has an assistant called a skan, and the skan takes over. When the Kohen Gadol is ready to come back into service, so we ask the skan who took over, who was the substitute, to please step aside. The original Kohen Gadol, he is referred to as the Kohen Meshamesh. The second one, the assistant that did the Avodah when the first Kohen Gadol couldn't, and he now has to step aside, in other words, the substitute, the skan, he is called a Kohen She'ovar. Zok the Mishnah, ain there is no difference between Kohen Meshamesh to the Kohen who is the official Kohen Gadol, le Kohen She'ovar, as opposed to the substitute Kohen Gadol who had done the Avodah when the first Kohen Gadol couldn't. Ella, the only difference would be Par Yom HaKippurim, the par that the Kohen Gadol has to bring on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par from his own money. The Kohen Gadol also has to be makriv every single day a Karban Mincha from an Asiras Eifa, a tenth of an Eifa of fine flour, half in the morning and half in the evening. That's called Minchas Chavitin, because it was made in a kind of a pan, in a machvas. Now these two things, the Par Yom Kippurim and the Asiras Eifa, only the Kohen HaMeshamesh, he's mechuyev to bring them, not the Kohen She'avar, because you can't have two parim, or two of these carbon minchas. But as far as everything else is concerned, any one of these two kehanim can do the avodah. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned there's a kohen that's meshuach b'shem and a mishcha, and a kohen that just puts on the extra begadim. And there's really no difference between the two. Both do the avodah, both act as kohen gadol. The only difference is in regard to the par habal kol hamitzvos. That's if the Kohen Gadol HaMashiach made a mistake and he told people that something is mutter, which is actually b'mezid karis and b'shagig chatas, and he himself did it. So he brings a par, not a regular chatas. A Kohen HaMarubi b'begadim would bring a regular chatas under these circumstances. But in regard to everything else, let's say taka the par Yom HaKippurim and the Menchas Chavitin, then both are the same. There's no difference whether the Kohen Gadol is someone that was zeichet to the Shemen HaMishcha, or he's after the times that Yeshio HaMelech hid it, and he only became a Kohen Gadol by putting on the extra begadim. Then the Mishnah told us that there's no difference between the Kohen Meshamesh, the original intended Kohen Gadol, as opposed to the Kohen She'over. That was a substitute Kohen Gadol that had to take over because there was a psul in the first Kohen Gadol. Either one can do the Avodah. The only thing is, both cannot bring the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Asira Se'efa. That goes only to the Kohen HaMeshamesh. So the Batanur explains, either one can do the Avodah, both have the restrictions of a Kohen Gadol, they cannot marry an Almana, both are Makriv even if they're an Ayin, and an Ayin means on the first day of Avelis, Rachmana Litzlan. Now the Gemara tells us that according to Rabbi Yaisi, even though Min HaToyra, the substitute Kohen Gadol, once he acted as Kohen Gadol, can just put on the Shemayna Begadim and do the Avodah, with the exception of the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Asira Se'efa, the Chazal made a takana. They didn't want it to come to Machloikis or Kinna, and therefore they made a gzeira that the substitute Kohen Gadol should not put on the Shemayna Begadim. Now, if he doesn't put on the Shemayna Begadim, he can't do the Avodah. As they held Rabbi Yaisi. But if b'di'evad, even according to Rabbi Yaisi, he did put on the Shemayna Begadim, though he wasn't supposed to, and he did the Avodah would be kosher.